Masechet Erev Daf Ayin Zayin, and we're starting on the Amud. So we saw in the Mishnah yesterday that if there was fruits on the wall, you could go get the fruits, or you couldn't, depending if the wall was thick enough or not. We had a Gemara where we saw Machaket Rav, Rabbi Yochanan, but wasn't thick enough. That Rav says you can. Rabbi Yochanan says not Olin, but Ma'alin. Asked Rashi, Ma'alin Michatzon Rosho. You can take it from your Chatzon and put it on the wall. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? The Mishnah says, Eilu Olin Mikan Vochim, Eilu Olin Mikan. The Mishnah speaks about going up eating fruit that's already existing on the wall. And it says, Olin, that you can go up, not Ma'alin, you can't put the food up. So Gemara answers and says, no, Hachikama. This is what Rabbi Yochanan means to say. Yesh bo arba arba, if there's four by four, the wall's its own reshut. So then Olin in, Ma'alin lo. If there's fruit already there, pre-existing on the wall, you can go and you can eat it. Why? You can't put it up because it's a separate reshut. You can't go from your chatzit to a separate reshut on the wall. Ain bo arba arba, if there is an arba arba, which means it's not a separate reshut, then even Ma'alin, you can put the fruit, even put food on the wall if you like sitting on walls. Maybe you've got some sort of monkey genes and you want to actually climb up then eat it over, you know, overlooking your friends there. Then you can do that. But Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan is pretty consistent. Dechi atra avdimi am Rabbi Yochanan, makom she'ein bo arba al arba, when there isn't a place which is its own reshut with four by four, mutar libnei reshut harabim, or libnei reshut yachid, lekatef alav. We've done this before in Masechet Shabbos. If you're walking in reshut harabim, right, and there's a on the border, we had a couple of pictures even when you're like walking on the road, and between you and the reshut yachid, there's like these poles on the sides of the road, and they haven't got a four by four and ten fachimah, they aren't reshut yachid. You can stop there and sort of lean on the pole and relax and help yourself set your baggage out, etc. It's the same thing over here. You got a place in the Shtar Rabbim which is not 4x4. Mutar, it's permissible both for B'nei Shtar Rabbim, the guys in the street, or B'nei Rosh Liachit, or the guys in the private houses, lekatef alav, to sort of relax on that and lean their bags there and strap up again. So long as they don't move one from the other. Look at Rashi. Why? Because Isud Rabbanani. Dilu Chiyuv Aleika. With regard to Isud Doraita, there's no real Isud. Ba'in an Akirim Shodzo v'Hanachal Shodzo. V'Hakirim Shiyachid Gemur v'Hanachal Gemur Patur. V'Hakirim Makom Patur v'Hanachal Shodzo Gemur. Because what's really happening over here? The Rishut HaRabim is in the street. Rishut HaYachid is on the other side. You need, like we saw in the very first Mishnah, Masechet Shabbos, an Akira in one Rishut HaYachid Gamur, an Akira or Hanacha in another Rishut HaRabim Gamur. You have to have proper Rishayot, when it's about Kom Ptor, or if it's a Karmelit, all those things Yisrael Rabbanan. So there's no real Yisrael here, because by resting it down on this pole, it's not Rishut HaYachid. So you haven't done anything to be also on Shabbos, but still Yisrael Rabbanan nonetheless. Right? So that is why Rabbi Yochanan says over here that if the wall isn't four tfachim wide, it's not Rishut HaYachid Doraita, you can even in your chatzir place the plate on the wall, rather the bottom foot on the wall. You haven't done a hotza'ah or a kirai in one reshut and a hanacha in another reshut, because it's not a proper reshut. That wall has to be 4x4 and 10 tfachim to be a reshut. It's only Sud Rabbana. So Gemara says, Rav, lately at Rav Dimi, doesn't Rav hold of Rav Dimi? It's a question, so Rashi bit miyah. Rashi says, "V'ha matnita he masechet Shabbos in Parakama and Davav." Then the first beginning of the masechet, "Omer damar iskapu and notel me aniv notel no mi balabam ten lo mi vachlo yitol mi zevi ten ze." There we saw what was the mishnah. Mishnah they said that the guy could be standing on your porch, and the porch is a karmelit, and there's a balabait inside the house and ani in the street, and I can take from the one and pass to the other. Take from one and pass to the other, as long as I don't do from the shuta yachid shuta rabim. So we see over here that going through a karmelit seems to be mutar. So why does Rabbi Yochanan say lo yachli fen, as long as you don't pass from one to the other? Why not? Ibishtar I birushiyot doraita hachinami. Understand? Right. So the Gemara is saying over here, understand why? Sorry, v'rav. So it's not Rabbi Yochanan. V'rav later Rav Dimi. Right? Because Rav, what did Rav say? Rav said that you can't. Rav said that the Avir Sholet, we're going back to the beginning of the Gemara, they said, Ein bo arba ma'ai, amarav, Avir Shtei Rishot Sholetet bo. Lo aziz bo, afilu melo nima. The world doesn't understand why. Rav has got a problem here. If it was Rishot Doraita, Hachinami, I understand, he says. Look, Rashi, Ir Rishot Doraita, kagon Rishot Rabin v'yachid. When the Chatzir was separating Shtu Yachin and Shtu Rabim, I understand why Rav said you can't go one from the other. But over here, right? But this is a Shtu Rabim. Hacha b'mayaskin of Shtu Rabim, b'shut Rabbana. Right, look at Rashi. Chatzerot Rishud Yachid v'Yachid. They're both, each Rishud is a separate Rishud Yachid. Umidrabanan Huda Asur. So what's Rav's problem? I don't understand. Rav doesn't understand that you can. He agrees you can't pass from the one Chatzer to the other Chatzer, but if it's on the wall already, why can't you take it from there and there? We're going from basically Rishud Yachid, Rishud Yachid, Rishud Yachid. So the Mishnah even allows you, when it's just a Rabbi Rishud Yachid, and you're in the middle in a Carmelite, to pass from here to here, and from here to here, as long as you don't go from here to here. So why can't you take stuff off the wall? So it's like it's middle Rishut. Why not? So Gemara says, no, V'chachamim asu chizuk l'dibayim yotem mishel Torah. So on the contrary, when it's Rishut to Raita, there we're more makil. When it's Rishut to Rabbanan, there the Chachamim are more machmir. Because the whole idea of a gzeira of Rabbanan is that you don't come and make an Isur to Rabbim. So there we have to be much more machmir, because you on your own wouldn't be more machmir, exactly for this reason. You think, it's only Isur to Rabbanan, what's the big deal? That's a dafkin in a place like this. Chachamim made it more difficult. Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. The Mishnah Rashash changes that to not Amar Rabba Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Amar Rav Nachman. Kotel Shebein Shtei Chatzeirot. You got a wall now between two courtyards. Tzido Echad Gavoh Asrat Vachim, Tzido Echad Shavir Aretz. Now we can all imagine what's going on over here. You got two houses, right, that are built one higher than the other, and there's a wall over here. So for the one side, on the lower ground, the wall's 10 Vachim high. On the upper ground, the top of the wall is in line with the ground. Okay. Is there pictures over here? Yeah, look here, here's a picture. Picture like this, look here. There you've got a low house and a higher house. There's a 10 Tvachim wall. So from this lower courtyard, the wall's high. On that courtyard, the wall's pretty low. Right, it's easy to use. So now, Kotel Shebein Chatzor Chatzir Echad Gavoh Vetzir Vetzir Echad Shavir Aretz. Rashi v'tzido echad shvei la'aretz, klomar gavohu mina achat, v'namuchu lechaveret egon shekakit eshul gavah. We just explained, yeah, the one's higher, the one's lower. Kol kamed lo gavoh asara karilei shara. Rashi's saying, it's lav dafka exactly in line with the land. But he says, so long as the wall's not 10 tvachim high, we call it basically at ground level. Okay, 10 tvachim, 80 centimeters. So long as it's less than that, we consider it basically equal to the ground. And we'll see in a second, the concept of Ya'iz, that it's easy to use. Okay, it's Tash Mishor is Benoach. Okay, we'll see that in a second. So then, if that's the case, we've got one on the high, one on the low. Notnin oto lezeh shavei la'aretz mishum dehavei lezeh Tash Mishor benachat. So then you can use, look at Rashi, notnin oto lehalot ulohorid me'alav v'chaveru asur. So I can use the top of that wall to put stuff on it, take it off, put stuff on it, take it off, etc. And to my chaver, right, and because the other side is high, he's going to lift his hand up, it's not easy to use, there it becomes asur. That's what says Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, says Rabbi Brachman. As long as it's easy to use, I can use the wall. For the guy who's got it's a high wall, he can't use it. So Amrav Shizbi, Amrav Nachman, same idea. Charit shebein shtei chatzerot. Tzido echad amok asra, v'tzido echad shavir aretz. Now let's say you've got not a wall separating, you've got like a bit of a moat separating you. Okay? You've got like a ridge separating the two houses. Maybe we said the same idea. Ten tvachim high, ten tvachim low is a separate reshut, right? So if for me, I'm over here and you're over here, and there's a charit going all the way down. So for me on the upper side, the charit is very deep, and for you on the lower side of the ground, the charit is very shallow. Exactly the same thing. You can use the charit, and I can't use the charit because for me it's more than 10 tvachim down. For you it's less than 10 tvachim down. You can use the charit. Same idea. Look at Rashi here. Charit. Apnei orech hachatzer along the courtyards. Muslims will separate the two courtyards. Have a mechitza. Malatza. Perfect mechitza. Okay. So now again, Rashi says here again, Shavel Aret, She'eno Amok Mimena Asarak Gon Shekakit Nemuch. It's not 10 Tvachim deep from where we are. And again, remember, we say Shavel Aret doesn't necessarily mean exactly equal. Anything less than 10 Tvachim would be considered Shavel Aret. Bishum, the Havelei Tash Mishmenachat. It's the same idea because it's convenient. So I go to the Tzrichi, what we need, two halachas exactly the same. You told me the din in the wall, including the din in the charitz, in the valley, in this like moat. Why do we need both halachas? The Gemara says, no, we need both halachas. Why? If we just learned the din kotel with regards to war, we would have said what? Mishum debegova mishdam sheincha. People generally use things that are above ground. Your tables are above ground. Your everything's above ground. Your shelves, right? So therefore, we would have understood that. Aval charit baumka. Lo mishdam sheincha would have said, but pihu bury stuff down in the ground. We would have said therefore, emelo, that's always asu. Rashi emelo mishdam wouldn't make it buta. The ledire nami tashmisha bekashi. Could even the guy who's close by, who would say charit of less than 10, for him it's also a schlep to bend over and start sticking down in the ground. So wouldn't have known this intuitively. And other and the same thing the other way around. V'yashmin and b'charitz, if we had only learned it in a charitz, right, what would we have said? We would have said, mishum delo be'ita tashmishta. Why do we say it's not a problem over there? Because ach, it's not common. Look, Rashi, lo be'ita tashmishta, ma shemeniach bo mishtameh. Right? Oh, I think I got this wrong as well. Lo be'ita tashmishta, I think we aren't worried about the tashmish. We aren't concerned, therefore we say use it. About kotel, divit tashmish, amelo, but a wall where we worry things would fall from, grashia, shenofri machafatim, things would fall off it, we would say you can't use a wall, therefore you have to learn both these halochas, both a wall and both a charit. Okay, now we go back to our previous discussion about the wall. So now we said the wall that was 10 tfachim high, right? So Rashi points out here, ba'le ma'ato, Rashi says here, a kotel kai. Talking about our wall, original wall we spoke about. Ukesakadatach sheasa tel afar lemata bekarkes amuch lekotel or bana itzdebo heniach sham safas. You did some sort of contraption beneath the wall. You built some sort of step or a ledge or something, which enables you now to stand up on the ledge and get to the wall. So even though that wall was 10 tfachim, for all intents and purposes, we basically lowered the wall. Correct? If I now build a big ledge under the wall, which I can stand on easily, the wall now is no longer 10 tfachim high. It's now however low it was based on the height of that step that I built. Let's say a technical step today in Israel is between 14 and a half centimeters. That's the ideal step. So you built a 14 and a half centimeter little stoop over there. You stand on it. Now your wall is no longer 10 tfachim. Your wall is now 10 tfachim. They're 14 and a half centimeters. So now, imiash b'mito arba. So he says like this, Aloha says like this, Baali Muta, you came to make your wall, to shorten your wall, to put something underneath it. Im yesh bi muto arba'a, im where you made the mi'ut, right, for tfachim. Right, look at Rashi. Im yesh bi mi'uto dalad orech batzad. Along the wall, with your step is as long as four tfachim. So therefore you've got like a nice big area of the wall. Muta lishtamesh b'kol ha'kotel kulo. Then you can use the whole wall. We'll see Rashi expands quite nicely why in a moment. V'im lav, and if there isn't four tvachim wide, this step of yours, ein mishtamesh ele keneged ha-mi'ut, then you only use the part of the wall which is exactly opposite your step. Look at Rashi very quickly. Im yesh b'mi'ut o dalet, orich b'tzad, the whole length of the side of the wall, meshachot lave kepetach, v'chemed v'menu ulemal lo gavoh asara, mishtash v'chol ha-kotel sheret, tashmisho b'nachat she'ole lo derech pitcho. I think if I understand correctly, he says as follows. It's not got a wall and my wall is 10 tfachim long or 10 meters long. But I've got a 4 tefach area where I'm opposite the wall. Then I can assume that I can now get onto the wall quite easily. And then that 4 tfachim becomes my opening to the rest of the wall. So I can go onto that and then from there onto the wall. And now the height between the wall over here where my step is really, I'm already on the wall. I've got a nice comfortable area. It's essentially my opening to the whole wall. And then I can use the whole wall. Right? But if it's not, then I can only use the four tfachim in front of me. I can't rely on those four tfachim to be able to get onto the wall comfortably and use the whole wall. So it says, I don't understand, what's the difference? If this miut lets you help you get onto the wall, then use the whole wall. And you lower hanei, and if you can't get onto the wall, use it to the wall. They don't even allow you to use the miut, that little part. Why are we splitting the wall up? Either the good walls, the whole wall's good, or none of the wall's good. Right, look at Rashi over here. If you're going to tell me that you can get onto the wall and use this as like an open there to the wall, then perfect. It's considered batil. It doesn't help you then ignore it and then say nothing. So Ravina explains why it's not so pashut. Says kagon she'akar chulia mirosho amar. Kagon she'akar chulia mirosho. He says, no, we're not talking about building a step underneath. We're actually talking about removing something from the wall. we took like a brick out of the wall or a whole area out of the wall. Now it becomes significant because now I've taken a piece out of the wall. Now I can climb onto this wall. And if I've got at least 4 tfachim, right? What's 4 tfachim? I don't know, about half, 35 centimeters or so. Right, if I've got something like that, I can get onto it and stand on it and it's usable. And from there, I can climb onto the rest of the wall and use the rest of the wall. But if it's less than 4 tfachim, I can't even get onto the wall. And therefore, no, but that little part of the wall itself I can use. See, this is different than what we thought. We thought we were speaking about putting something at the bottom. Now I say, no, she took something off the wall at the top, and that changes everything. Look at Rashi over here. Amravina, lo mila matas. You're not talking about from the bottom of the wall. Because there's pashut that if it's less than 4 tfachim, nothing helps you at all. And a kagon she akar chulia mirosho, you took a part off the wall. Mi govho shel kotel kari rosho. He says the heart of the wall is called rosho. You basically shortened the wall. Kretana Yubrosho Perot on the wall of on the roof of the wall, meaning on top of the wall, there were fruits. Hilchat Iave Miuta Arba Orech, if there were these 4 tfachim long along the wall, have pitcha lechola kota, that you could use rightfully as a stepping stone towards the rest of the wall. But see miachi, if it's less than that, pitcha hudlo have it, not even an opening to the wall. But you can use that small area, says Shabina. Why would it puzzle the whole wall? That little area which you made small, you would be able to use. Why? Since it's no longer now 10 tfachim high, that it's a separate reshut. And therefore, our whole din aviyah was 4x4 and 10 high, separate reshut. Once we brought it under 10, it's no longer a separate reshut. Go ahead and use it. That's Amrav Yechiel. That seems to be the first answer of what would make a difference between if that opening was 4 long or not. So we understood it being a step on the floor. Ravina says, no, you actually take a piece off the wall. Right? Rav Yechiel got a different answer. He says, no, why do we make a difference between whether it is 4 tfachim long or not 4 tfachim long? He says, kafas sal safal mema'et. Right? So he says, no, what are you talking about? Where you actually took some sort of seifel, like a jug or something, or a pot or something, and you turned it over, and you put it down. You didn't just build a little step; you actually put over like a sefer, right, like a jug or something, and you're stepping on that. You turn it over, mate. Va'amai, why the Gemara says, why would that make a difference? You're not quite sure. Look at Rashi there. Kafas sefer samuch lekotel. You overturned like a jug or something next to the wall. Umiet govho miasara kol hani miuti. Going to Lake Asra Mirosho Rosh HaKotel. Now, basically, you go back to square one, like we thought originally. You put something up against the wall, and you can stand on that. And now, in that area there, it's less than 10 tfachim. Okay? That's what we're talking about. So, you're going to say, well, why will that help you? I don't understand why that helps you. So, on the contrary, Sefil is a Davar Hanitel B'Shabbatu. It's something which is mutar to pick and move around on Shabbos. And we've learned the halacha that Davar Hanitel B'Shabbat, right, is not something which is kavua. And if you can move it, it's not kavua. And if it's not kavua, and it might, it's not considered reducing the size of the wall. We want a wall now that's less than 10 tfachim. When you've built something there which is permanent, we understand. If you took a part of the wall off, we understand. But when you've just taken a jug or a pot and you overturned it, you can move that away any second. And we want a kviut. We don't want something which is just a momentary thing. How does that help you? Moshe says, Lord Shicha, it does work. Why? And the saloch is important to learn. Why? The chavrei de ara. You attached it to the ground. It's been connected to the ground. Therefore, it's got a bit of permanency. Because I don't understand. What's you can still move it around. Vaha Tanya. Right? Then we learn Paga Shet Mina Beteven. Remember we had Paga. We had this Paga with like an unripe, like a little fig, I think. Rashi says, I think Paga, yeah, Taina Bose, like an unripe fig. Right? Shet Tomnin Mota Beteven It Bashel. You put it into, because why would we think that it is kavua? We think what's in kavua? Now you wouldn't move it because you're going to move the sand, and it's us who move the sand, and we can't move the sand, and therefore it's got kviut. So yeah, but we've got this case where we've got a mishnah, we've seen this before, where you took an unripe fig and you put it into a bit of straw, lit bashel, and that straw originally was muktzah, says Rashi. Because you wanted that straw. I don't know, remember they used to use straw in those days for building, for making bricks or things like that. So it was mukta set aside for building purposes. Right, to actually make for the whitening of the bricks, levanim, right, to make it into the bricks. So it was mukta. You wouldn't use it. Or another example, the Mishnah said, or you had like an unripe loaf of bread or cake or whatever, Rashi says she'd been a etmol begechan, you put it away yesterday in the coals, and now achshav kavu, will become a kol muktzine, and the coals are still mukta, even though they're extinguished, they're still mukta. Rashi makes the point of a lo kavu lo de mitoch shenehefachim mechabet et ha. If it was still a fire that would light, it would be Isur Doraita. Because then any movement you'd make would either extinguish coals or inflame coals. Right? We've got over here a case where you've got these figs put in Mukta Tevin or Chara in Mukta coals. And we see that nonetheless, even though you're scared you might come to move the Mukta, if a part of that fig or a part of that Chara was exposed, you could take it on Shabbos. So tell you, what's the problem? You just quickly go and move you'd pull the pot out. I'm asking under itle ognaim. She says, yeah, no, but you have to worry. Why? Because they've got handles. Kain svarim shalalu demi achshav afar munach alehen v'haver meziz afar mimkomo v'domel lechofesh. You wouldn't move it. Why? Because this pot, it's got like other handles or like a lip. Imagine like the pot doesn't come straight up like this. It comes like this and then goes over on the side. Now it's in the sand. It's buried in the sand, covering it, and you're scared. It's Isur Darabanan to move the sand, or even Doraita maybe, because you've got Chofer, you're going to be building a hole. You're going to be moving the sand, building a hole. So you wouldn't come to move the pot. So therefore, don't worry, the pot's kavua. We're trying to understand now how come this pot is suddenly kavua, right? Because if the pot isn't kavua, it's Devarin Tal B'Shemek. Devarin Tal B'Shemek, we can't use it to mamait the wall. So we're trying to prove, no, this is different. This pot is permanent. You're not going to move it. Because I understand, and so big deal, it's got these lips over here, whatever, so you're not going to move it. Why not? We see before in Masechet Shabbos that if you put lefet or tznon or radishes or whatever under a vineyard, under tzman, shemiktzat alin megulin, a bit of their leaves are fearful. Now we've got a problem with kleakerim, with planting them in a vineyard. We said, ain choshesh. We have nothing to worry about. Lo mishum kilayim, lo mishum maasev, lo mishum shvit, v'notlim b'shabbat. Our purpose here really is notlim b'shabbat. You can take it on Shabbos. Right? So if you're going to take it on Shabbos, we see there's not a big deal. You must not take it on Shabbos. So how are you trying to convince me that using this pot, overturned pot, is kavua, and it's reduced the size of my wall? When I've seen over here, every source we've looked at, I can halachically on Shabbos come and move it. It's got no kfiut, and therefore shouldn't work. The Gemara says, no. We're talking about a case of Lo Tzricha Debayi Mara V'Chatzina, where you would need, if you're Rabbeinu Chananel over here, if you look towards the beginning of Rabbeinu Chananel, he says there, about five lines in, Parik, the answer is, Lo Tzricha, it's a chidush, why? Ta'asef lo yachol le'mishmata, you can't take it out, Ela ad dechafir, until you actually come and dig it out, b'mara v'chatzina, with spades, etc., Shenatel b'Shabbat lefichach mamat b'kotla, and that would be mukti. You wouldn't do it. You wouldn't even think of moving it out. So therefore, it would be a permanence over there, and it would mamat the wall. So basically, we've seen over here now that whatever you do, however you use it, so long as you mamat the wall, you reduce the height to the wall. The wall's then under 10 tefachim, and it's a permanent reduction. Either by breaking a part of the wall off, or by building something in there which is permanent. You can consider the wall not being 10 tefachim high. We don't look at it from the ground; look from where you can stand. And if it's a 10 tefachim high and the area is wide enough, which is 4 tefachim, you can then use the whole wall, even the part where you can't get to without that step. But if it's less than 10, 4 tefachim high, you can use that area opposite where you were, and then we haven't got a problem. Okay, now the Gemara says, why are we just out of the blue? We saw the other day, we spoke about the idea, we said with an aliyah. Remember we said if there's an aliyah and you haven't got a ladder over there, and it's more than 10 tefachim high, the Gemara talks about ladders, and says like the Sulam HaMitzri, the two types of ladders, the Sulam HaMitzri, an Egyptian ladder, and a Tsuri ladder. And the one we says is not considered a Mi'ut, doesn't work for you, and the one does work for you. Look at Rashi over here. Sulam HaMitzri, Hoyel the Katanu, it's very small, the Noachli Tlo Misham, it's probably like a portable type of ladder. Enema is not considered Kavua, and therefore, if there's a ladder over there of a Mitzri, you wouldn't be able to use it. On the other hand, a Sulam Atsuri, you would be able to use. Okay, so we can assume already that a Tzuri is a bigger ladder, a heavier one. Because the Hakidam Shulam HaMitzri, what's a Shulam HaMitzri like? Amar Devar Rabbi Yanai, Kol Shana Arba Chavakim. And he hasn't got four chavakim. We're lucky here. We've got a Likuta Rashi over here from Perek Shmot, from Sefer Shmot, where there the Torah uses the word chavakim, and Rashi explains there, shlivot sulam, the steps, the rungs on the ladder. Okay, so if it hasn't got four chavakim, it's like often, I don't know, I've got in my house like this little ladder that like folds out, and it's got three steps on it. So a little three-step ladder like that is a sulam amitri. That's not considered a permanent ladder. You can carry it and move it around. Okay? So Amar Rav Acha Bereid Rav Rav Ashi. So he says to him, my time at sulam amitri delom amait. Why doesn't that work? And so what? It's a portable ladder, but it's a nice ladder. So Amar Lai, Losh Mi Elachai. Haven't you heard this? Aloch Ad Amrav Acha Bar Ad Amrav Hun Hun Amrav Mishum Dehav Elay Dabar Shital B'Shabbat. What? Something you can move around. And we learned a moment ago, v'chol davar shenital b'shabbat, and amait, anything that's not muktza, that you're allowed to move around on Shabbos, and hasn't got kviyut, doesn't amait. Makes sense? Because it's there now, but somebody might come move it in half an hour. So therefore, we need something on Shabbos to have kviyut to be able to use. He says, iach, if that's the case, afilu tzuri nami, then why only go in a mitzri? Even a tzuri, somebody can move around, it's not muktza. So he says, no, it's hatam kovdo kovo. It says there, the weight, because it's a heavy ladder. Right, look at Rashi over there. The Bach changed the word, demitoch shu kaved. Since it's a very heavy ladder, ein notlinoto misham, velo mishum isur, ele mishum shekashinit. Look at that, you're right. And achinami, even a sulam tzuri is mutar drivan Shabbos, but it's a very heavy ladder. And people don't generally move these sorts of things around. So therefore, it's a very heavy ladder, and it's there, that's considered something which is kavua, and then we would allow you to say that was Mama at the wall, and you could then go ahead and use the wall. Amar Abaya, so Abaya says like this, Kotel Shebein Shtei Chatzerot, we've learned this a lot before, Kotel Shebein Shtei Chatzerot, there's a wall between two Chatzerot, Gavo Asarat Vachim is high, the 10 Vachim high, Vinei Sulam Rachav Arba Mikan, Vishlam Rachav Arba Mikan, Vein Bein Zed Azeh Shlosha Tvachim Mama'et. It's interesting, actually, my neighbors moved in recently. It's a Dumishpachti, and they've got a kumul between them. They've both got young kids. They've actually built a ladder over the wall in the yard, in the garden. They actually built a permanent ladder so the kids can climb up and down the garden between them so they can play. Because these things actually do happen, even in the 21st century. I'll send you a picture later. So he says over here, I'll buy it. He says, if you've got a wall between the two chatzerot, and it's more than 10 fachim high, and there's a ladder on either side, right? And the ladder is at least 4 tvachim wide. And now between the ein bein zeh lezeh shlosha tvachim, what does it mean ein bein zeh lezeh? The ladders might not necessarily be opposite one another. But if they offset from one another, the offset isn't more than 3 tvachim. Look at Rashi. The ein bein zeh lezeh, klomar, afilu einan mechuvanin zeh keneged zeh, on opposite one another. If the distance between them isn't 3 tvachim, it's called a petach. If you want, you can now make one eru between the two chaterot. But if they're more than 3 tvachim apart from each other, the two ladders, that's not considered a petach. They have to be at least opposite each other, or at the most about 25 centimeters apart, and then it's still considered, you can still lean over from one to the other. If it's more than 3, not might. Below Amran, and he says like this, Abai, it's very specific. And when do we say that it has to be at least 3 tvachim close to each other if the wall itself isn't 4 tvachim wide? But if the four walls 4 tvachim wide, then you can make it ever far as you want, because I suppose you can then walk along a 4 tvachim wide wall, and you haven't got a problem. It's even the ladders here and the other ladders over there. There's a meter between each other. Not a problem. You can use it. Right? That wouldn't be a problem. Amar Bibi Barabaya. Now, Bana Itztaba, Agaba Itztaba. What if you built like some sort of an Itztaba is like a pedestal of some kind. Is there a drawing anywhere over here? Here we are. There's a drawing over here. If you built, look here, you built like a pedestal like that, right? Like some sort of a table, there's a pedestal there, and on top of the pedestal, the itzaba, al itzaba. Now, if this itzaba is 4 tvachim wide, and that one isn't, and the top one isn't, but the space between the top and the bottom is less than 3 tvachim, then we go after the bottom one, because basically it's lavut, right? If it's bigger than three tfachim, then the top one has to be four tfachim wide. We ignore the bottom one. So now in the Gemara here, nasty. It says like this. So look at Rashi here. Bana itzteba, it's a wooden thing. Al gab itzteba samuch, got a close to the wall. The yesh avir mafsik bein zol zol shayal ilan regalim. Right, raglaim. The bottom one has its own legs, and therefore it's got a bit of a gap between them. She says, im yesh, Rashi says, betachtuna in the bottom itzteba, orech dalet ubani tmait govosha kotel miyasara. If the bottom one is at least four tfachim wide and its height is high enough that if you had stood just on the bottom pedestal, the wall would now be less than four tfachim. Okay? Then we could consider b'ma'it. We would say that you could use the ichtaba. Inami, aim b'tachtuna arba, but yesh b'luna arba. V'aim b'etzel is eshlosha, m'ma'it. If between the two ichtabot, right, there isn't three, and the top ichtaba is four tfachim wide, then it would still be m'ma'it. Okay, look at Rashi. Inami, aim ba dalit, yesh b'luna dalit, v'aim b'etzel is a gimel. Chashvinan lukecha. Then we consider the whole big ichtaba, the two, there's one big ichtaba. Right then, because remember we want something that's easy to use. So because you can essentially stand on the bottom one and then stand on the top one, so the bottom one is not four tfachim wide, which would be an ideal for us. The top one is, but because the top one is less than three tfachim away from the bottom one, it's lavud. It's as if the whole thing is four tfachim long, and therefore you can use it. Look, Rashi, aval yesh ben shlosha. If there is more than three tfachim, or three tfachim before, between the two, the bottom one, train in who, they consider two, u'miut ba'avir lav shmei miut. And now what's the problem? The second one, which we're relying on, because that second, that upper pedestal, is the four tfachim wide one, is basically dangling in the air. Because it's not attached to the ground. The bottom one is on the ground, and then there's three tfachim between it and the top one. If it was less than three tfachim, it would be lavud. So it would be as if the top one is sitting on the ground. But because there's more than three tfachim, the top one is now up in the air. And he says, Avi Arashi, miut ba'avi lavshu. You can't consider something which is dangling in the air to be mama at the wall. So if you had some sort of like a rung sticking out of the wall, you wouldn't be able to use it either. You have to have something on the ground, firmly on the ground. Sulam sheshlivotav porchot. So now he says like this, you got a ladder sheshlivotav porchot. What does it mean, porchot? To be honest with you, Rashi, I'm not sure I understood this correctly. Rashi says like this, sheshlivotav porchot. Shlivot chavakin, right, the rungs of the ladder, madregot shalana, says Rashi, asks, shekorin gridus, carried an amish, whatever. Vushlam shena sui ka'ein madrega. So it's not a step, it's like a ladder, like we know, right? It's a ladder with a rung and a rung and a rung. And between each rung, there's air. That's what he says. Is there a picture anywhere over here? Here's a picture. You know what? Here's a simple picture. I don't know why I waste my time explaining. Picture's worth 1,000 words. And basically, that we'd call a step, and that's what he spoke about earlier on, Rashi, where there were steps one above the other. This is now just like a ladder, and this is lent. You lean this against the wall, right? So it's going up and lean this against the wall. Says im yesh b'shliva tachtona arba. If the bottom rung is four tfachim wide, then mema'et. Inami em b'shliva tachtona arba v'yesh b'shliva lira arba. So now you got two types of ladders. Here's a picture as well. The ladder is not a perfect a rectangle, but the ladder narrows. Either it goes, the steps at the bottom are wide and it gets narrower and narrower as you go up, or it's narrow at the bottom and it gets wider and wider as you go up. So we want to, but that is leaning on the ground. This is not like the previous example of ichtaba where the one was in the air. So long as the airspace between each rung of the ladder is less than three tfachim, it would still work. We say that it is considered all one big piece. And at the bottom we've got four tfachim, or the top we've got four tfachim, and this whole ladder would work nicely for us. We're in the favia.